This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Discussion about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Review with special guest Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at the helm of the overview of the charts for the week of November 7th to the 11th. And there wasn't much going on this past week. We're going to have to scratch around to try to find.
Half dead this morning.
Well, why don't you start by telling us about your week? Jennifer hosts the morning program on KRLA, and for those of you who are, stands for Radio Los Angeles, okay?
Hey, there you go.
How about that for Big Apples? Anyway, Jennifer does the morning program there, and she is steeped in a tradition of politics. She's always, since the beginning, I've known you since you were a young teenager, and I don't remember how old you were, but you were in your 20s, early 20s, or mid-20s when you started working with me on the air, and it's always been something that has a political tone to it, a political bent, but there's so many other things about you that are lovable and likable that sometimes... Yes, that's it, exactly. So sometimes people lose the impact of your focus on politics and where you are. So I suppose as that's the number one story this week, without any stretch, all of the midterm.
The only story. Everything else has gotten buried.
I know, that's right.
There's stuff that's happening, I'm sure.
Yeah, lots of stuff happening.
Think about it, yeah.
Right, exactly. So the question, maybe this is a good place to start. Does the Pennsylvania election there cover or change the way we talk about people with disabilities? Because I was very strident in suggesting that if I were in Pennsylvania, I probably wouldn't have voted for either of those birds, but I sure wasn't going to vote for Fetterman, not because he's a bad guy, but because I don't think he can do the job. I really don't. I think that he's not qualified.
It's not political, but it gives me post-traumatic stress because my grandmother had a stroke. It was one of the most significant moments of my life, and it started me down a path. I mean, that's what gave me panic attacks when I found my grandmother on the floor because she had had a stroke. That was one of the most difficult moments of my life. And watching, I'm like, oh my, you know, it like brings you back to that time.
Yep.
And it's very strange how that like impacts you. But I think the thing with this race that people have to remember is that because of early voting, and this is hard. This is hard because every state has different laws. Every state has different counting. It's why on election night, we had election results coming out of Florida and Texas, but we're still counting in California and Arizona because of early voting and the different tactics that are used in each state. In Pennsylvania, they have early voting for like almost 2 months. I think it's 45 days.
Ridiculous.
Before election day, the actual election day. And do you know that 50% of the votes that were cast in Pennsylvania were cast before John Fetterman and Dr. Oz even debated publicly? So I think that...
Ridiculous. Talk about skewing an election.
And they had kind of hidden him a little bit from having mainstream news media interviews, from having debates. They hid him because they probably didn't want people to know. You know, they put him in small doses so that people could see him because his stroke is recent. So, I don't know. Everybody's freaking out about Pennsylvania. I thought Pennsylvania was going to be a disaster from the beginning. I actually am glad we have a winner. I thought it was going to be tied up in lawsuits for months. So
one of the things that people are saying, Jennifer, one of the things that people are saying is that the straw that broke the camel's back for Oz was the fact that Oprah became very public the week before the election, saying that she wouldn't vote for Oz, even though she's the person who's responsible for all of us knowing who Oz is. Is that
great friend. Apparently, there's a rumor here. Don't be friends with Oprah because she'll turn on you.
Yeah, well, she is there anyway.
I don't know. I don't know if Oprah has an impact. It could be. Look, anything can happen. I really think that the reason we have a Senator John Fetterman is because half of the state had voted before they were evil.
Could be, yeah. Makes good sense. Yep. All right, let's keep moving here. Number two on the story list and on the people list is the former president, Mr. Trump, who supposedly is fuming after all of his picks. Most of his, well, the last 14 picks were projected to lose. You know what? I'm so off and so over this and so over Trump. I don't even want to talk about him anymore. It's just tiresome. It's just the same old story. And you listen to him making fun of people. Yeah, go ahead. Please.
Because I think that this is a construct mostly of the media and of
even if it is, Jennifer,
but wait,
it's enough
just
already.
Let me finish my my thought.
Yeah.
After election night, it was, you know, all of this polling. Oh, it's going to be the big red wave. It's the Senate wasn't supposed to be in play for Republicans, but because Democrats have done a lousy job in the last 2 years, Republicans put the Senate into play. In New York, Lee Zeldin came within 5 points of beating Kathy Hochul in very blue New York. In California, we had a red wave.
Kathy Hochul is a horrible governor.
Correct.
Horrible.
But in blue states, it doesn't matter. And to bring it within 5 points is incredible. In California, we had big wins for Republicans. So, you know, the red wave wasn't gigantic. So now people are like, okay, let's see how we can use this and blame people. And the Never Trumpers in the Republican Party and the people who are in the mainstream media are trying to create a civil war in our party. And I don't think we should let them. They're baiting us into this conflict.
That party,
to destroy the Republican Party by picking
your party
against Donald
Trump. But DeSantis actually looked pretty good this week to a lot of people. I thought for the first time I really paid attention to him and talking to some of my friends who live in Florida. This guy looks like he's the real deal, whereas Trump never looked like he was the real deal.
When he was president doing wonderful things?
No. Well, he did a lot of good things that I loved, frankly. But the whole business about making fun is like, what did he call it? De sanctimonious or something? Come on. Shut up with your food. It's just a distraction, and now we've got. I'm looking there, back to the news media that loves to discredit Trump. I'm with you 100% on that. The news media is completely biased.
Well, completely he's victim biased to it, and this is the problem.
But he's his own worst enemy.
In this case, I believe that that is 100% true. I think that he needs to focus on his announcement, which is coming Tuesday, and forget all the rest. But there is so much baiting happening that is so ridiculous. It's like we need to get on the same page here because there is some momentum to ride on. But
well, you'll have the New York Times will be all over this weekend. Apparently, some of the federal agencies are going to the Supreme Court to ask or to somehow or other deny Trump's tax request, the tax returns that he doesn't want to send to the House committee. So it becomes very distracting. And everybody's wrong here. The government is wrong. The news media is wrong. Trump is wrong because there's too much focus on divisiveness. And Trump is really responsible in part for that. But the news media also is. And then you look at them Trump and DeSantis and all of that.
Isn't it to discount Trump? But you also have to remember, you can be upset about Trump's tax returns, but why are we not upset
about
the fact?
I don't care about Trump's.
But why are we not upset about the fact that Joe Biden sold his office of vice president to China to benefit himself and screw the country?
There is so much wrong with both.
Right, but only
the system
one gets
is
focused
so
on. So why
broken
is that?
Well, I think you're doing it. I think a lot of the right of center news media is focusing on it.
Yeah, but we don't have as much power as CNN and MSNBC and Fox.
I don't know about
and
that.
ABC
no,
NBC.
I think you do. I think you do. I don't think you think you do, but I think you do. Anyway, if I were to ask you and Jay if there were some election myths that were demolished during this time, this past week or so, the business about what the expectation was for Republicans, what the reality is for Democrats and Latinos swinging to the right. That was something that came about. There was a lot of that coverage. Did they? Have they? Will they? Can they?
With Latinos, look at Florida. That's the bulk of Ron DeSantis' success and Marco Rubio's success. Both of them really had great nights early on Friday, and a lot of that was the Latinos. Latino vote in California. It was really funny. I know this is just a small sample size and, you know, people can probably, you know, blow it off. But on the program after Election Day, literally yesterday, full board of phone calls. And I had three different people that were so interesting. Two called in. Two were Latinos living in Los Angeles who voted Republican for the very first time down the whole ticket.
Yeah.
And but one of them was a union worker. The other didn't tell me what he did. And then another one who said, you know, I was listening to NPR and I was getting so angry and I couldn't explain it. So I decided to listen to conservative radio and I found you. And I've been I listened to you. I was going to do it only for 1 week. And now I've been listening for a year and I voted Republican for the first time.
Yeah. So, hey, let's hear it for Jennifer. Hooray.
No, I'm just not saying it's not me. What I'm saying is that I do believe that there's a shift with Latino voters. And I don't think we're going to know until all the numbers are done.
I'm going to bet you. Okay, so let me go one step further with that for you. I'm going to bet you the Latinos will not embrace Donald Trump. They will embrace DeSantis, you know, if that's an important factor in what goes on in the future.
The story yesterday was, because my big thing is it shouldn't be Trump versus DeSantis. It should be Trump then DeSantis, because we have a strong bench and we shouldn't let people tear us up. But we had people calling in and talking about that. One guy said, you know, Latinos are never going to vote for Trump. He's like, I don't feel like he can win us back. Then the other caller, the woman who is a healthcare worker in the union, said, oh, no, we need Trump first. And I was never, you know, the media is the one that skewed what he said about Hispanics and blah, blah, blah. So it's interesting. I think it's
well, the whack jobs that you, one of the things that impacts what you do in La La Land in Southern California is that crackpot governor that sways, you know, people in the middle or who are objective look at this bird brain and they think, okay, we're going to do whatever we can to bring back whoever it is that runs as a Republican. I do think it's interesting, though, in terms of, we'll have to stop here for a few moments, but the number of people who are blaming Trump for the midterms, like, again, I say get a life. Most of those people lost because of who they were, how they campaigned, what they had to say, not because of Trump. You give Trump too much credit on one side for the win and too much credit for on the other side for the loss. Let's move on, which we have to do anyway, because 18 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Mandevite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, it's 23 at the hour now. Talk Radio Review with Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. The focus now on your thoughts, your comments from social media. Social media address, Facebook as long as it lasts, and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, another one, as long as it lasts, Good Day On Air. I say that with tongue in cheek, kinda. But maybe, I mean, I'm so off of Zuckerberg, I wish that I could just blow up my Facebook page. Jennifer, this week, Jay, God bless her, is working to try to get stuff that I can't get posted, so she's trying to figure it out, and it doesn't get posted. And they have all these new rules and all this new stuff. It's like they were suicidal. Zuckerberg's net wealth has been cut in half. The stock is down to below $100, and he deserves every single bit of bad publicity he gets. So, and I don't know about Elon Musk, whether he does or he doesn't, but anyway, that's not, I'm just talking
that's
about,
a whole other story, yep.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's talk story. About the, first of all, the question that you asked about Ron DeSantis and what people thought of him, Jay. What'd you get for responses?
Yeah, Sharon Jakubek said he is a total breath of fresh air and we need more of his kind. Christina Miller chimed in saying, I like him and I don't think President Trump is finished, as so many media pundits are suggesting. And Lem Turnberg said, the future of the Republican Party, Trump needs to go away, and DeSantis take the wheel.
So, an interesting, the phraseology, or I don't think Trump is finished. I don't think Trump will ever be finished, whether you're talking about politics, whether you talk about his influence or impact on Americana. The guy's not going away, even if fewer people pay attention to him. And so if you let yourself be influenced, and Jennifer accused me of that, being influenced by the news media, because I told her who I voted for governor in Massachusetts,
because of who you voted for, why you voted for.
Yes,
that's what,
right.
Look, you get to vote for whoever you want.
Thank you.
Just have the reasons why you're doing it.
So I'll tell the audience.
Somebody.
Right. When I told you, I voted for 2 Republicans in statewide office, 2 Democrats in statewide office, and 2 Libertarians. I gave everybody a fair shot. And so, all right, let's move on to speaking of the election. Any surprises was the question that we asked of you. What do you have for responses to that?
Yeah, surprisingly, most people were not surprised, but the
surprisingly, no surprises.
Yeah, but the surprises that did come in were pretty much only regarding Pennsylvania. Carol Thomas says, are the voters in PA all under a spell?
I think that's about as good a way of putting it. Jennifer had a good way of analyzing it with all of the mail-in votes and the early voters and stuff, but you got to be, and this is not about the man, and it's not even people saying, oh, you're so insensitive. I'm not insensitive at all. I feel bad for the guy, but he's not going to work as a senator. He's just going to do what they tell him to do, vote this way, push that button.
Well, and
that's
he'll probably end up getting pushed out, and then they're going to be able to replace him, and I think that's not the way to do business, you know? It's not just about winning that seat and then getting someone else appointed into it.
All right, what else you got?
Well, and like you were saying, Doug, about the early voting, I know a lot of people who are Fettermen all the way until the very last debate, and then they were like, I can't in good conscience vote for him, and they voted for Oz. So had they have voted previously, like you have suggested, Doug, what if you change your mind? Then what happens? You already sent in your ballot.
Yep.
Jeff Schmidt says, I can't believe Dr. Oz lost in Pennsylvania. I thought that was such an obvious win. Susan Nelson says, yep, PA, what were you thinking? And Michelle Soares brings in Massachusetts saying you're doomed.
Because you got three women running the state. Yeah, the end of the world is just around the corner. It's 28 past the hour. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today is Veterans Day for past and present military members. Thank you for your service. Former Georgia Representative Doug Collins on Fox News celebrates America's military personnel.
It's just a reminder that it's a brotherhood, a sisterhood, that we all work together to protect this country. And that's our number one job, is to serve and protect this country and fight its wars.
Tropical Storm Nicole weakened to a tropical depression Thursday night as it crossed the Florida Panhandle on its way to Georgia this morning. The storm had said coastal Florida homes crumbling into the Atlantic Ocean earlier Thursday and threatened a row of high-rise condominiums in place where Hurricane Ian washed away the beach and destroyed seawalls only weeks ago. The storm is blamed for two deaths. Presidents Biden and Xi Jinping will meet in Bali on Monday for the 17th G20 summit. The White House says it will strengthen ties between the two countries. USA Radio News.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites. Fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, 34 at the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review with the Dougster, or as Jennifer Horn likes to call me, Dougie, Doug Steffen, Jennifer, and Jay. Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, number three this week. Focus on the economy, which to me is the, is the election going to affect the economy, or did the economy affect the election? I think it's the latter,
the chicken,
frankly.
Or the egg, or the
yeah,
egg, the chicken.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, one of the things that's happened this week in Texas, a district court judge has blocked President Biden's student loan forgiveness program on the grounds the administration didn't have the authority to do it. Really? What a surprise.
Well, let me tell you why. Because, and actually, I think it's a good decision based on what is constitutional. So it's an easy one. Congress holds the power of the purse, right? The House of Representatives can decide what kind of money is being sent, and they have to have a pass on it. Biden relieved lots of student debt, like billions of dollars worth, with an executive order, and you need congressional sign-off on that. So that's what it all stems around. You can, as a president, delay people paying their loans back with an executive order, but you can't forgive that because it's actual money that's supposed to come through Congress.
Yeah, all right. So this is probably not going to work, but I for one am not sad about it, because I think that it overwhelmingly is very, and what are these people thinking, actually? They think that others who have debt that comes from some other performance of some other deed is not going to be challenged. If you can't, you're going to do it for a few, you got to do it for everybody. You got to find something. And then we get back to this whole business by being dependent on the government for so many things. Why the hell should some students get their loan forgiven and others not? The crafting of this is so obvious what the aim is here. And it's too much money. It's not fair. And I think it shows that a lot of people who are in favor of this are blind to their fellow Americans. So I'm glad. I'd like to see the whole thing thrown out. Ladies, Jennifer agrees. Jay, what about you?
Yeah, I agree. It's one of those things that it's just kind of like, you're darned if you do, you're darned if you don't, you don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
it's good for people who need it, genuinely need it, and it would better their lives. But then you also have on the flip side of who's getting it that doesn't really need it. And what about people that came before that busted their butts to be able to afford these things and went into debt, significant debt, because of the interest rates?
Yeah. And that's the thing. That's really what ought to be addressed. There should be a federal law. The House and the Senate, if they weren't all bought off by all these banks and finance companies with campaign contributions, that's where the real problem is. The amount of interest that the people who are buying or borrowing money to buy an education, what they have to pay for forever and ever, is an outrage. It's a national disgrace. And the fact that these phonies in Washington haven't done anything about it, you want to subsidize education, cut the interest rate from, what is it, 8% or something like that, maybe worse in some circumstances, down to 2% or whatever, you know, or make the loans. The government, you want to subsidize? The government pays the interest, and therefore you keep it where it needs to be, and people just pay. It's like buying a new car on 0% interest. Okay, buy a new Ford. Zero down, zero interest. All right, so buy yourself an education. Pay for what it costs, but don't put any interest on it. I think that's the solution, isn't it? Or am I the only one who thinks that?
I think it's a better solution than what we have now. Yeah. How about that?
Gee, that was underwhelming.
It's a solution.
It's a solution. All right. The whole business of ratings, I'm going to go back to the election for just a moment, because the folks at MSNBC are crowing while you're laughing. This is the first time. But these two zero-talent networks, although Rachel, I like Rachel on MSNBC, the rest of them are useless. On CNN, there's nothing. By the way, Cuomo has gone over to News Nation, which is the old WGN, which is actually...
They're throwing a ton of money into News Nation right now to try to bolster it up a little bit.
Well, it's actually pretty good. I thought the coverage... I watched him. I've never liked him, but I watched him for a while on election night, and a couple of the other Dan Woods. I love... Bannon, what's her face? I forget her name. Anyway, she's very good, very, very fair and open. And they had some, I thought it was good coverage. Anyway, so MSNBC is crowing that they had the same amount of viewers as CNN did. Okay.
That's a big fall for CNN. Think about CNN on election night.
Yep.
CNN on election
Wolf
Blitzer. Night used to beat.
Everybody watched
used
it.
Used to beat MSNBC.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the real authority. But now they've gotten into so much opinion delivering, I think people gave up on them.
You know what didn't appear on the countdown for the first time this week on the list of stories from Talkers Magazine, which, by the way, you can get at gooddayshow.com or talkers.com. If you look through the list, COVID does not appear for the first time in ages. Right? No COVID there, which interests me. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor has rejected a bid to prevent New York from enforcing its COVID vaccine mandate. If you're a worker for the city and you don't want a shot, you are going to get fired if you didn't get the shot.
People did already get fired, and they want to rehire them back, which I think is fair. Holy smokes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she rejected it. That is, so what is the, they're making a First Amendment argument as I look through all of this. But so she made the decision, because that's what happens sometimes on the Supreme Court. One judge can make a decision about something that they don't want to entertain. They don't want to listen to the arguments. So what does it mean as she rejects the challenge to the vaccine rule? That means that people are still going to have to get the vaccine or get fired.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I read it, right? You read it the same way?
I do, and I think that that's probably a fair perspective from where Sonia Sotomayor would stand at, with the masses. I think in a time when you've got real crime issues going on in New York, now's not the time to be firing police officers. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to hire them back. And for what?
Yeah.
Do you think if you're being held up that you're going to say, oh, I'm sorry, you can't rescue me until after you show me police
you have a shot. Yeah,
I mean, it's so stupid.
And also with regard to COVID, there's a study out this week that suggests that repeat COVID, long haul COVID, is the when you get it again, it is riskier than when you got it the first time around. Apparently, people who have been reinfected have more of a risk of death. As a matter of fact, it's twice the risk of death. And some, if you haven't had the shots, apparently your risk is tripled if you have COVID. That is, this long COVID or the second time around, much more serious. I don't know anybody. Well, that's not true. I do know somebody who's had it a couple times, and it didn't seem to have taken a toll. But if you have a weak immune system, you're in trouble if you get COVID again, apparently, according to this. So the whether this is PR for you, go get the shots before you die, you know, who knows. Again, we've become so, we're so conscious of being sold a bill of goods by Pfizer or whomever, Fauci, that we don't trust. Now, I have a very close, dear friend who is trying to get her daughter in a safe school situation. She didn't want to have the child vaccinated for this stuff, and it's hard to find a school. You know, you have to have religious exemptions or whatever else, health exemptions,
medical exemptions.
Yeah, right. Which ought not to be the case. If you don't want to get them, then you shouldn't have to get them.
A state like California, it becomes very difficult to get an exemption. Especially for kids. There's like, they crack down on doctors who give them. We have something now that passed through the House that says if the state of California thinks that a doctor is delivering misinformation, i.e. not recommending the COVID shot, they can have their medical license taken away come January. There's big lawsuits in
the
state.
That's absurd.
It's absurd. It's absurd to have a doctor who has a medical license be told by Gavin Newsom what's appropriate and what's not. Come on.
Jerk. Aye, aye, aye. All right, Doug, be cool, calm, and collected. The economy, back and forth on that because there are so many different wrinkles this week. The mortgage rate question comes up. The question is, what the heck is going on with mortgage rates? Because now the 30-year fixed mortgage is about 7%, more or less. Whereas last year at this time, a 30-year mortgage was 3%. So what does that do to the housing market? See, I don't understand how this works, and I ask this question frequently because I don't understand how it works. How does making things more expensive and slowing the economy down make things better? It's always going to put people out of work. What's worse here, the problem or the fix? And so that's when I look at...
It's all painful. And you know what's infuriating? When they ask Biden, okay, you had a good night on election night. What are you going to do in the next 2 years? And he says, more of the same.
Perfect.
It's like, please don't do that. Like, acknowledge people are suffering. You may have wins. Celebrate your wins, whatever it is. But acknowledge that people are hurting and that they're having a problem affording groceries and gasoline. Don't just say there's no problem. And then he said, we're not in a recession. We're in a recession right now.
Mm-hmm.
We need to plan out of it. And I don't care where you are politically. But let's have people that have plans, whether they're good or not. Let's have something we buy into. Like, let's just not say let's do nothing or more of the same, because it's not working.
No, it doesn't. There's so much shadow. And what do you say about crime? Number four this week, crime in America. The fact that there is, I'm looking around at, you know, the various sources. I have 14 or 15 different sources that I use every day. And you look around at some of these things, the stories, more in the big papers like the L.A. Times, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Boston Globe, you know, that bunch, Miami Herald to a point. Now if it bleeds, we're going back to the time when it bleeds, it leads. But at that point, there would be people working to change or fix the problem. Now, as you were saying, you know, the business with the, what's more important, getting a shot or having police on the street in New York City? Maybe what we should do is ask Frank Reagan, the commissioner.
Yeah.
Right?
Tonight, I know what he would tell you.
Blue bloods. Yeah. Get somebody else on the street from my family. That's what he'd tell you. All right. Anyway, we've got, you know, a lot of who's and how's. Hold on a second. I'm going to do a couple of quick things and some final comments for this segment of the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twinkly sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of Double Stack, Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, or Crispy Chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that bag. You got that Biggie Bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Remote, Staples has you covered.
Stylish office decor to turn my finished basement into a complete workspace solution.
Staples has you covered.
A desk that's all business, but not too businessy.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now at Staples, save 25% on all desks, storage and filing products, chair mats, lighting, decor, and desk accessories when you buy a chair. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 10/29. In store only, exclusions apply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, time for car talk, courtesy of the fellow who runs. Can you imagine how powerful this guy is? He has a website called OurAutoExpert.com. He is sought after by every car manufacturer in the world. They want him to come look at the car, drive the car, wreck the car if he can, to see how tough it is, all those good things Nick Miles does every day. As a matter of fact, as I speak, he's running back to his home in Portland from Sweden. It was a long run. Are you okay? You're all right now, right?
Yeah, out of breath a little, Doug.
Okay, all right. So you flew to Sweden and you saw the new Volvo. But the problem with that is the Volvo's now, the company belongs to the Chinese. So
somewhat to the Chinese. I think a lot of it is also owned now back by the Swedish, too. They sold some
of it back
to Swedish. But,
yeah. All right, so what do you think about the new Volvo?
Actually, they've done a really good job. They've spent a lot of time trying to resurrect Volvo. And, you know, I asked them why such a huge leap forward into changing the Volvo brand, sort of breathing all this fire back into them. And they said, well, when you're facing death as a brand, you don't have much choice, do you? Have to reinvent yourself.
Tell that to the people at Oldsmobile and Pontiac.
Yes, exactly. That was their choice, and so they reinvented the brand, actually. But this new Volvo, it's called the EX90. It's a three-row SUV, and of course, like every other manufacturer, they're going electric. But the interesting portion of this is they're going back to their roots, really, and just trying to make their vehicles really, really safe. And one of the things they've done, and I'm not sure whether I think it's sort of an invasion of privacy or it's just a really good thing, is the vehicle sort of reads you as an individual and can actually decide whether you're impaired or tell whether you're intoxicated or whether you're sick, and won't let the car go forward if you're not fit to drive, which is
It's
a good thing, I guess.
So this car knows if you're drunk. Aren't there some cars you breathe into the door handle or something, and that's how it lets you in? Did I see that someplace?
Yeah. That's usually a court order, though.
Okay.
They put a special device in it. Some people may be more familiar with that than others, but the court orders something to be installed in the vehicle. So.
Okay. All right. So that's the story of the Volvo. So the value of the Volvo made today, 3 years from now, will it hold? Is it better so that Volvos will go back to having good resale value?
I think probably yes, because they're going to be highly sought after, and there's not going to be a huge amount of them on the street. The good thing about these Volvos, by the way, they're going to be made in South Carolina. We should point that out. Volvo have pledged to make them, so they're going to be American built.
Good.
But other vehicles, that are holding their value, there is a new list out today. And I think it's interesting to look at what is holding their value, because you'd think it would be all luxury cars, but actually it's not all luxury cars. On that list.
When you say holding their value, does it mean they're worth as much today as they were 3 years ago? Is that what we're talking about?
They're actually worth more than they were 3 years ago. There are a list of vehicles that are worth more. A lot of vehicles holding their value. The second-hand car market's been a complete mess because the new cars have been so hard to get a hold of. And it is leveling out. But at the bottom of those five, the Jeep Wrangler two-door is actually worth not much, but $90 more than it was
when it was new.
The
Wrangler. That's a simple bottom line, the bottom of the Jeep line, isn't it? I thought that.
Yeah.
Rumor,
I mean, this is the vehicle that took the troops to the front line in the Second World War.
Right. But my friend who's the Jeep, got two Jeep dealerships, says the Rubicon, whatever the hell that means, is the best selling SUV or that kind of a vehicle in the world, Is that
true? That's a fancy one with a hard top and four doors, the big boy, in the Wrangler lineup. So that's the big one. That's just the number three.
Yeah.
Number four and number one are both Porsches, a 917 at number four, and number one is the 911. And Toyota's RAV4, which is the best-selling SUV in America, is at number two. So it's not bad to see, two Americans in that list. And there are only two luxury cars on the list.
So what does that say about me? We only have a few seconds left here. We're riding in a couple of RAV4s. I thought it was like riding a dump truck. It was ride was terrible.
Hard, reliable.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I guess that counts. That counts for something. All right, my friend, good to have you here. I'm glad you had a safe trip. Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com here on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.